This is Dave, the Scholarship Coach, with your daily scholarship for Saturday, March 16th, 2024. Today, I am joined by Aaron Basco. Aaron is a higher education leader, speaker, and author, and he's spoken on education topics in admissions, career services, student success, and international mobility. He's been featured in publications such as the Chronicle of Higher Education, Forbes, Inside Higher Ed, and the Times Higher Education in the UK. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much. You have a fantastic resume, and we are here to talk about how to stand out as a college applicant. But before we get into that, could you just introduce yourself a little bit more? Give us a little more information about who you are and how you have gotten involved in the world of college admissions.
Absolutely. So I'm a longtime higher education person. I've been working probably for the last, 26 years. I've been involved in admissions, enrollment, all areas of financial aid, and those kinds of things at five different universities in different states. So it's been, really exciting to see higher education evolve over that time. And it's something that I think I'm really passionate about, helping students discover who they are, figure out how to become everything that they could be. And so it's a great place to work in that sense, because, I get every day, I get to make a difference and make an impact in terms of helping students really realize their maximum potential. And I combine this with my love of, travel and other cultures and languages and things like that as well. And I've had some wonderful opportunities to work with a lot of international students and do some work internationally as well. So it's been very exciting to be able to be a person who helps people figure out how to make their educational and career dreams come true.
That is awesome. I love that. Yeah, very rewarding when you're helping other people achieve their dreams. So love hearing that. Well, like I said, we're here to talk about how to make yourself stand out as a college applicant. I guess let's just jump into some questions. What would you say at a high level makes a college applicant stand out?
I think when, colleges and universities are reviewing applications, obviously they see lots and lots of students. And I think, really what they're looking for in a lot of ways is a consistent story. They want to understand what is it that makes a student tick, right? Otherwise, you're just looking at applications and it's just numbers on a page, or, the student's grades or a list of activities. But colleges are really trying to get to, will this student come here and make an impact on our community? What will they bring with them? What is their story? And so I think oftentimes what they're trying to figure out is, what the student is presenting to us, does it all hold together as one story? Does it all make sense? If they say that they're interested in this field, do we see that in their grades that, they've had this strength, or they've been involved in the same activity and had consistency over time? If I'm reading this, do I walk away saying, I get this student, I know who they are, and I know what they will do when they come to our campus? So often I think about, our faculty, for example, and I think, I read an application, I think, this is a student that such and such faculty member would love to work with, right? Or would love to have in their class. And if I can do that, if I can picture the student and where they're going to fit into our community, that makes all the difference in terms of standing out as a student applicant.
That is really interesting. Could you talk a little bit more? I don't think many people realize that, at least for many colleges, they think a lot about that community aspect and how the student's going to fit in. I think a lot of students and parents probably think that it's really just about looking at the numbers, like you said, the SAT score, the GPA. But a lot of colleges do look at, what is this, how is the student going to fit in, and what are they going to contribute? Is that something that's most colleges are looking at these days?
Absolutely. And, it's really interesting because it happens at all levels, right? If you're at the most competitive levels, for those students, all their numbers look the same, right? I mean, I've heard many times at the very top schools, you could take the students that they admit, you could take them all off, you could take the next group of students, and you really probably would see no difference in terms of your statistics. So really, they're looking beyond just the numbers to try to find students who they think will be good community contributors that will show the values that the institution has and push those values forward into the world. And it's the same, at all different levels throughout higher education, that I think what makes an institution stand out and what makes a student stand out is that sense of match between their values. We do that all the time in the university that I work with. We have a really strong commitment on sort of paying things forward and investing back into your community and those kinds of things. And so we look for students to specifically talk about those kinds of things in their essays, in the, when we're looking at their activities, that there's consistency there. We want to see that students get that you know, the university and college is making an investment in them because we want them to go out and make an investment in the rest of the world. So I think, you know, if you can, as much as sometimes those mission statements are very boring to read, right, from colleges, if you can figure out what it is that the college really values, and you can align what you value with what the college values and talk about how that's a really good match, to me, that makes a student really stand out, because they show not only that they understand themselves, but also that they understand your institution and the potential resonance between the two things.
Yeah, yep. That sounds a lot like my advice for scholarships, is reading the sponsor's website, align your mission or what you talk about in your essay with that sponsor's mission. And it sounds like it's very much the same for college as well.
That's definitely true, right? I mean, I think we all want to see in others things that we value and mm-hmm. have a place where we share some of those values and can, you know, can reinforce them together. So very much so.
Well, something that you talked about just for a moment was the admissions essay. Do you have any advice for a student and how they should pick their admissions essay topic?
Definitely. Yes. I think, you know, this is something that's really intimidating for students. Sometimes they feel like the whole life is like, you know, hanging in the balance of picking out a topic. And, you know, it really, it is important. I would say, though, the caveat is it's not that important, right? So I think, you know, colleges are looking really for two things from your essay primarily. Number one, they're looking to see if you can write, right? So the idea that you can put a thought together, that you can develop a thought fully, that you can, you know, intro, conclusion, all those kinds of pieces, that you understand how to write and write well. So you can, you know, do that piece and make sure it's proofread well. The other thing they're looking for is for you to teach them something about yourself. So, you know, this is a lot different than being assigned an essay for which, you know, you have no interest, right? So you have the opportunity to be able to say, this is what's important to me and or about me, and to share that with the institution. So the great thing is, you know, you should be able to always win in that category, right? What I really encourage students to do, I say, you know, number one, if you just avoid certain like really big common topics, you're already, you know, ahead of the pack, right? Like we used to joke in admissions offices, like, don't write about the big game essay, right? So, you know, our team went to the championships and we all pulled together as a team and we scored the winning goal and we made it forward. Or, you know, we used to say, don't write the missions trip to Central America, you know, essay, right? We're like, oh, you know, we have so much. We went to this place where people don't have anything. I learned a lot, whatever. Don't write the, you know, this is the person who most influenced me, which is, you know, oftentimes like somebody's mom, right? Which is, just want to avoid those topics that everybody writes about, and instead to think about, like, is there a topic that, you know, you immediately put yourself in an advantage by picking? So, for example, people very seldom write about, you know, real issues, right? Things that matter to them. Sometimes they'll write about world issues, right? They might write about a war, you know, a few years ago, they would have written about COVID or whatever, those kinds of things, but they almost never write about an issue of local importance to them. Right. Which I think is like a secret undiscovered gem for college admissions topics. Right. If you can look around at your community and say, you know, here's something that I noticed about my community and here's how I've gotten involved to try to make some kind of difference, or here's what I would like to see change and some ideas about how that could change. Right. Or, you know, just some ways to see that you can kind of, you know, think globally, but act locally, I think is still kind of a big deal for those essays, right? I had my favorite essay of all time was a student who wrote about, he lived in a small town in Maine that was a pretty big tourist town. And he talked about how over time he had watched the town change and the nature of the town change because of the tourism industry. And then he talked about how ways that he had gotten involved with some local businesses to try to help keep the culture of the town, you know, still kind of intact. So it was just such a different and interesting topic. And seeing somebody who is a young person who is already thinking about ways to, you know, make a difference in their sphere of influence, I think really speaks powerfully.
Yeah. Yep. That's very cool. Well, so of course the essay, like you said, it's important, maybe not the most important, but there's another piece that sometimes students will face, and that is an interview. Do you have any tips for students and their interviews with college admissions counselors?
I do. I have done a lot of interviews. I actually really like doing interviews. And Hopefully for students, you know, again, they can sound kind of scary, but they should be a positive experience, because going in, you need to remember that the interviewer wants to like you, right? Nobody wants to waste an hour of their day meeting with somebody and not enjoy it, right? So they go into this wanting to find someone interesting, wanting to share a good conversation. They want to be in your corner. So really, all you have to do is to help them to enjoy spending that time with you, right? So you can certainly go prepared. I always tell people to, you know, write down their questions ahead of time, write down, you know, some answers maybe to questions that they think they're going to get. Like, who isn't going to be asked something about what is your strength or weakness, right? You know, something
Sure.
like that is going to be asked. So you might as well prepare your answer ahead of time and have it ready and kind of study up. So I think those pieces can be important. But then I think also just to, again, help the interviewer enjoy talking with you. Help, you know, find some areas of common ground, find some areas of interest. And I think the other thing is to what I call triangulate yourself, right? So this isn't in your essay overall, but certainly in your interview. When people are reading essays or they're coming out in and out of interviews, it can be hard to remember a student, right? You read 100, 200 applications and you're like, I don't know. So, but if you, the way that we typically remember students is in this sort of triangular pattern, right? We would say three big things about them that I need to know. So, you know, this is a student who's interested in chemistry. They're also a, you know, really competitive pole vaulter, and in their free time, they volunteer at the local homeless shelter, right? Random example, but again, three major things that I can leave there and I can say, I can remember three things about that student. And in some ways, you want to guide your interviewer towards those three things that you want them to most remember about you, right? So, what are those areas that make you a little bit different that you think are your strengths? And how can you make sure that in your interview, those become things that you point to help the interviewer remember you and want to go back from your interview and say, I just met the most amazing student. We have to admit this student.
That's awesome. Kind of on a more practical side, is it a good idea for students to bring their resume or any other materials like that to the interview?
I think it is, you know, partly for your own remembering what you do, right? It's a great thing as a little prompt. It also is always a good, like, if you need a minute to think about an answer to a question, you can always say, oh, you know, here, I brought my resume. Do you want to see it? Or that kind of thing. I think it shows that you have taken the time to think about who you are and what you have to offer to the world. So again, I don't think it's a make or break kind of situation in an interview, but I do enjoy when a student, you know, looks prepared. They come, they want to take notes, they have questions, they ask if they can take notes. They say, "Hey, I brought my resume, I brought my activities list for you if you'd like to review them." I think of that about that as a put together student, right, who has taken the time and wants to make the best impression possible, and it's going to make a good impression.
That's great advice. Well, you have shared a lot of really great information, and I know that you could probably go on for days about this, but I did also want to briefly talk about you are an author and you've written several books, but one that particularly caught my attention was the book called The Homeschool College Planner: A Brief Guide for Homeschooling Parents. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And I guess my first question about it would be, if I am the parent of a traditional student going to a public or maybe a private or a charter school, would this book be helpful for them as well?
I think it would. It's a general overview in a somewhat condensed format of everything that you would need to know to go through the college process, like a step by step. Like, this is what you do. You know, at this point in your sophomore year, you should be doing this. At this point in your junior year, you should be doing this. At this point in your senior year, you should be doing this. And most of the principles are universal to everyone. I think I decided to write the sort of homeschool piece of it because I looked and saw that there really was not much out there on that topic for that particular audience. And since, you know, our children had been homeschooled, I thought, oh, this could be a really, you know, nice resource. But really, I think anybody can benefit from that sense of being, for example, I have a sister. She's got four boys who are all teenagers, and she's really worried about the college process. And she constantly asks me, like, what more should I be doing? I know he's only a sophomore, but what more should I be doing? And I think, you know, I really tried to help people say, it's okay. If you're doing these pieces, you're on track, right? And then when you go to the next year, do these pieces and you'll be on track. And then to also give some helpful hints about how to, you know, maximize, you know, your investment in your college, right? To make sure, like, You're taking all the credits at the same time you can get. Do you want to try to graduate early to get extra value out of it? You know, what are some tips for accelerating your credit? So all of those kinds of sort of insider tips that I've learned, you know, over my time in admissions that I've seen students really benefit from, that I felt really could be something that would be reassuring, I think, for parents in the process.
That sounds extremely helpful. I think I probably wish I had that when my son was going through the college admissions process.
Yeah, well, I think, Aaron, we could all use a little more guidance in that way. So
yes, absolutely. More information is always helpful. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been really interesting and would love to have you back on. You know, it's a timely topic because the class of 2025 is kind of gearing up for the college admissions process. And I think this will be a great way for them to think about some of the things that lie before them. Is there anything else that you wanted to say to the audience? And also, if somebody listening would like to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Sure, absolutely. So I would just say, you know, this is an exciting adventure, right? And to try to keep that in mind, a lot of people are intimidated by the process, but it really is a very personal process. And you're going to meet a lot of great people in the industry who want your student to be successful. So I would just say, look for those, you know, teams out there, people that can be on your team as you approach this process, who can help you, you know, really help to launch your student into the best future possible. So, and if you'd like to connect with me, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and also, you know, do LinkedIn as well, or feel free to reach out to me via email. My email is aaron.basco, and then it's at the word Fulbright, F-U-L-B-R-I-G-H-T, mail, mail.org. And I'd be happy to answer questions for you if I can. So thanks for having me, Dave. It's been great.
Yeah, love having you. Love to have you back. And I will link to your socials and your email in the show notes of the episode for anybody that would like to get in touch. Aaron, thanks again for coming on the show, and look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
My pleasure.
Class of 2025, the time to start applying for scholarships is now. If you have an unweighted GPA of 3.5 or higher, and at least one extracurricular that you're passionate about, then you qualify for my scholarship coaching for the Class of 2025 program. Space is extremely limited, so click the link in the show notes or go to nodebtcollege.teachable.com and look for the Class of 2025 scholarship coaching program.